Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Miss P, and we are officially on the air with my fave, Dr. Sue. How are you tonight?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. The doctor is in the house ready to take your calls. Give me a call and ask us anything you guys want.
Exactly. So tonight's topic, Doc, is?
Tonight's topic, we're going to go on feminine power, which, okay, we're not doing the whole feminism thing because that actually kind of grates on my nerves. It's more about, well, let's back up here. Mm-hmm. My clients, who are mostly men, tend to, their biggest complaint is their wife, their partner, whoever they happen to be with, after a while, loses interest in everything. She loses interest in sex. She's not, you know, dressing up like she used to. She's not, you know, like she's just kind of like there's no interest anymore. She's kind of lost the spark. So what we're going to talk about tonight is how to get your spark back.
Right.
You ever lost your spark, Ms. P?
Yes. It's happening as we speak, actually. It's happening right now, and I've, like, tried every extension cord that I can hook up to my body parts to put it back in, but it's not happening. So that's why I'm
so excited.
Well,
I'll tell you, you know where you haven't connected it then?
Right?
You haven't connected it in your brain. You haven't connected it in the brain. Well, I mean, and everyone gets into a rut, right? Like, it happens so easily, especially women. We've got to take care of the kids. We've got careers. You got to keep the house up. You got to get dinner on the table. And I understand that. But you've got to take care of you first. So
definitely
important.
You absolutely,
and when you
right.
Lose, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Doc. Go ahead. No. You're absolutely right. I'm just agreeing with you.
Yeah, it's so easy to fall into that rut. And I've talked to women, too, who have said, you know, I used to never leave the house without makeup. And now all of a sudden you can't even be bothered throwing on mascara. And
that's
it just
true.
It happens. We get so bogged down in day-to-day stress, trying to keep your life afloat, that you lose touch. Now, the problem is, once you start falling into that rut, you run a high risk of two things. One, you're going to end up with, if you're single, nobody in your life. And if you're with someone, you run the risk of losing them. Because you don't want to drag someone else down in the rut. And that actually goes with last week's topic of cheating, because then you end up with some nasty stuff going down. So, you know, it's a matter of screwing your head back on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that may seem like it's easier said than done. And part of it is, because it's, you really have to go into hyper-awareness. So let's think of, okay, yes, we have this list of stuff that we have to get done on a daily basis. But when you really sit down and think about it, you actually can find time in that insanity. Whether it's taking time from, now I'm thinking let's go back to mornings here.
Mm-hmm.
Get your partner, if you've got kids, get them to help you get the kids ready so that you've got time to spend on you. That's more, it's like we need to reawaken that sexual feminine side of yourself. And I'm not saying, okay, now we take that time and we jump his bones. That's not what I'm talking about.
You am? No.
Well, I mean, you can, but I'm just, we need to work up to that yet. Because, I mean, I'm talking now. And the other thing is we want to make sure that there's nothing medical going on. Because that can have a huge problem in there. That can cause issues in and of itself. So, in other words, it could be caused from depression. You know, your rut could be caused from depression. So if we go over a few of the clinical signs of depression, lack of sleep, too much sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when they do this. They just cover the whole board.
lack of sleep,
too much sleep.
Partial sleep. One eye closed, wink, sleep.
Which is usually when you have kids because you learn to do that. You know,
exactly.
Lack of appetite. Sometimes people overeat. Sometimes we just get down with all those nasty thoughts that keep going round and round in our head, which I love to call the squirrels. And we'll address the squirrels in a little while. But, okay, so barring the fact that we don't have anything going on, such as depression or a drug interaction, because be careful of that, too. And that can even be if you're taking herbal supplements. You want to kind of keep an eye on that because they can counteract each other and get you into feeling really low. So if we take away, you know, all the medical conditions and we go, okay, definitely she doesn't have depression. It's just time. It's her state of mind. So let's start there. If you don't, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, okay, that's interesting that you brought up the herbal supplements because I'm like a fiend for herbal supplements. So that could kind of probably be contributing to the fact that I can't get no one in my bed.
You got to be careful because even herbal, you got to remember, herbal supplements also, they're still a drug. You've still got to be careful. One can interact with the other one. It could, it's, for example, if you're on antidepressants, don't take St. John's wort. It's not going to boost it. It's actually going to screw it up. So there's things that you got to be really careful of. It's better to go over that with, say, a pharmacist or a homeopathic doctor just to make sure that you're not overdoing it, underdoing it, or cross having your drugs at cross purpose. So, yeah, that's definitely that could be what it is.
Yeah, besides the fact that no one wants me, you know, I don't know. You know,
no,
you start to
feel like,
see, I don't
here's
know.
The thing. They just don't know they want you. That's what's happened.
They haven't discovered yet. They haven't came to that realization
that
they want to get in my bed,
but
they just don't know
about
it yet.
That's right. When you think about it, and this is why it starts with the mind. Here's the problem. You've got all this stuff going on in your head. Like I said, schedules, careers, kids, you know, play dates, all that crap. What are you forgetting to project? Your own sexuality, your own confidence. And confidence, I would say, is number one. Men pick up on confidence very quickly. And we lose that. Because we get so bogged down in the day-to-day stuff that you're not paying attention anymore.
It's true. It's true. But how about in the regards of a person that takes extra care of themselves? You know, keep your nails done, the eyebrows plucked to perfection, you know, all that good stuff, smelling good, you know, just keeping yourself maintained. And it still is an issue with, you know, maintaining a situation.
Right. So that's what we were going to address that. That's I'm just saying, we were going to address that. And the reason why is a lot of us are still doing that, sitting in track pants, which is why I made the sweatpants thing on Twitter. It's mm-hmm. like you end up, you're not getting dressed anymore. You're not, you know, you're putting on the old sweatpants, ratty old shirt, can't be bothered. You're lucky if you even have the energy to get in the shower that day.
Mm-hmm.
But it starts with your mind. So in your case, which is what you're saying, because I know you're all about the nails and the hair and you make sure that you look fine, right?
I have to. No.
No, and that's good, because for the people who are sitting out there, still sitting in the old sweatpants thing, this is what you got to start getting back into doing. We've got to start taking you from the sweatpants lying on the couch with absolutely no energy and no, you know, can't be bothered even, you know, all right, here, go throw this in the microwave, I just don't care anymore. We got to build that up. And the way you do that is exactly with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're past that. You don't have, you're not sitting in that big of a rut. The only thing you're not doing is you're not projecting yourself.
Right.
So you've got it all down. You've got the looks. You've got that whole, you know, whole thing going down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nails done. Hair's done. Everything's
mm-hmm.
fine. But you're not projecting. And you're probably not projecting because of all the things you have on your plate. You're not thinking, okay, think about back when you had a lot of male attention. Go
right.
back and go way back to when,
right,
when
like
you had
way back,
male
like
attention.
25 years ago, BC.
There you go. Okay, so everyone go way back. What was the difference between how you thought then and how you're thinking now?
Okay,
you would walk
difference.
Into a bar,
right.
for example,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and you'd
mm-hmm.
be like, I'm here.
Exactly.
You know, I part the waters. Bitch, please move out of the way. I am here.
Agree.
And
I agree.
The problem
uh-huh.
is now you're not doing that.
It's true. I'm guilty
you're
of this, guys.
You're not doing it because you're caught up in the crap. You're caught up in the day-to-day crap. That's what's happening. So it starts
true.
With your
mm-hmm.
mind. So instead of walking along, and this is another problem we have with all this technology, and, you know, you're walking around with a phone glued to your hand, and you're texting, and you're Twittering, and you're Facebooking, and you're, so most of us, there's a lot of people getting hit by cars with for that reason. You're not even looking up. So you're walking along, you're doing all this crap in front of you, you're not even looking up. Who's going to notice you? You're in your own little world. You have to pull yourself out of that world. That is a drawback to the internet. There is a drawback to all this technology, and that's what it is. We've become too almost closed off. Even though it's opened up the world to us, we've still become very internalized. We don't get out. When we do, we're too busy. Seriously. How many, you walk into a bar, how many of the chicks in there have their phones in their hand and they're, you know, texting and Twittering and whatever else while they're in the bar?
It's true. I'm guilty. I'm guilty.
And,
but everything
and the problem
that you said
with that is
me.
The problem with that is, though, if you think about it, even though he may not be registering that on an actual conscious level, the thing that he's going to be thinking of is, she ain't got time for me. I don't want to compete with a damn phone.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
it's true.
You're scanning. You want to get their attention. You're not going to get their attention with your head down.
It's true. So as of tonight, I'm throwing my cell phone into the ocean, the nearest one.
No, don't do
okay.
that. Everything is good in moderation. It's just if you're looking to attract your mate that you already have now or a new one, you've got to pay attention to your surroundings. You got to walk with purpose, with your head held high, keep the phone in your purse. You know, do it when you get, look at it when you get to that point, when you get from point A to point B. When you get to point B, go ahead and look at your phone. But you're missing all the people that you're passing in between.
Yes, absolutely.
You're not walking with a purpose. You don't have a smile on your face. You're not looking in people's eyes. Remember, when you look in a man's eyes, that's what causes the first part of attraction. You want to hold the gaze. You can't hold the gaze if your eyes are glued to your iPhone or your BlackBerry.
I'm going to start crying, Doc. This is why I'm single, guys. I'm too much into emailing when I'm supposed to be getting to know someone. I'm too distracted. And you're right. You're absolutely right. Everything in life at this point for everyone, I mean, even if you don't, if you're not a mom or whatever, like, people are so into themselves these days that you kind of lose yourself within yourself, if that makes sense. Because you just get so accustomed of, like, everything is a rush and everything is a this and I have to do this and I have to do that, that you don't think about or put that much effort unless you know you're going somewhere. Then it's like this whole party, like, oh, I got to go get a dress, I got to go get shoes, and I got to get the earrings. That's the only time you really go crazy for yourself. You know,
it's
one
true.
Time I had someone tell me, Doc, that, what are you doing getting your toes done? It's the winter. You're going to have on boots anyway. And I just wanted to faint. Like, excuse me, did you just say that to me? Like, what do you mean? I have to look at my toes when I take off my boots. If no one else is looking at them, I'm looking at them. And it seriously bothers me if my toes and my hands are not done and they match. They have to match, okay? It's just like something within me that it doesn't matter if there's like 50 feet of snow, okay? And just to let you guys know, I have walked out in hurricanes to get my nails and toes done. Literally. I call, like, you guys are open, right? Please, no, we're about to close. Just stay open, please. I'll pay extra. Just stay open.
But, you know, and that's not a bad thing. That's something that I want the girls who are lying in the sweatpants who just sort of have lost the will to live to think about. Why do you do your nails, Ms. P? Seriously. What, do you do them? You do them because you want to look good for other people. But does it not make you feel good knowing that your hands are done, your feet are done, and, you know, it makes you feel good inside, right?
It does. It really does. It makes me feel sexy.
That's right. And that's the thing. This is what we've got to try and get everybody to stop, you know, start concentrating on you. Now, I realize it's kind of contradicting what we're saying is that everybody's too closed in. And they're too, I wouldn't say that they're selfish or, you know, that they're being self-centered. I want you ladies to be more self-centered, but not from the standpoint that you're now taking your own attention away from the things that you need to attend to, which is your love life and how you're projecting yourself. So, yeah, tone down. If you're going out and you're walking, like I said, point A to point B, put your phone in your purse. For God's sake, as Doug is saying, Doug will tell you. Honest to God, Doug will tell you. Do not. Ladies, I can't tell you how incredibly rude this is. You're on a date, and I don't care if you're on a date with your husband. Turn the damn phone off. It's so rude. Okay, yeah, maybe you got kids at home, you got a babysitter. That's fine. Check it every once in a while. Do not return calls. Do not text anybody. Just make sure everybody's taken care of, you know, just keep an eye on it. But for God's sakes, don't start texting people in the middle of a date.
Definitely.
What is that telling the person you're with?
That you really don't have time for them.
That's right.
You know, I never, ever honestly thought about it that way. You know,
and
I really
know
didn't.
You're wrong. We want self-centered ladies but you're looking at it at a different, you're kind of looking at it the wrong way. I want the girls who are lying on the couch to be more self-centered in the sense of, okay, I deserve to get my nails done. I deserve to get my hair done. It makes me feel good. That's where I want them to be more self-centered. Not when you're out on the date, no. You got to turn around and you got to be able to say, like, okay, you know, hold a conversation again, eye contact. We aren't doing that anymore.
Right.
There's no more eye contact. Think about it. Think of how cold everything has become. Yes, we're all connected. but we're all connected at such a remote in such a remote way.
Mhm. It's true. It's true. For anyone who have any comments on, you know, what Dr. Sue is laying out there for us, and I mean, and she's laying it out there, and you know, it's opening my eyes, and I know it has to be bringing some kind of sparks into everyone else's. It's besides Doug, you know, because you know Doug is on it tonight. Dial in 818-495. Right, Doug is the man tonight. So it's 818-495-6975, and let us know. If not, you can feel free to put your comments and, you know, questions in the chat box, and we'll just, you know, take it from there. But this is definitely a very, very good topic because, like Dr. Sue said, you know, we have to learn how to, you know, demand certain things. And I think that's my problem that I'm having right now, because I just think that why should I, you know, start dealing with someone, it's just too much work, and then I have to do this, and I have to do that, and then at the end of the day, when you do calm down, and everything is just in a quiet space, you like, it would be nice to be hanging out with someone right now, you know what I mean, like.
Exactly, well, see, and you, mm-hmm. this is why, the other thing is, you've got to clarify in your mind, what do you want? Clarify in your mind what you want. Do you want mm-hmm. the relationship? Because if you keep going, I kind of want it, no, I don't. I want it, no, I don't. I want it. You're sending out a confused signal, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember that what you're thinking, your thoughts are being projected out through you. Granted, nobody can hear them. Nobody can see them. Thank God. So, but you got to remember that's still coming through. So, in other words, if you're having negative thoughts, what's going to happen? You're going to be in a bad mood, right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
It's so true. It's so true. We have a caller on the line, 904-371. You on the air with Dr. Sue and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Now, you know Harlow got some comments about this feminine power. Now, you know what I'm talking about? I am here. He is I. How y'all doing this afternoon?
Good, and you?
Good, Harlow. How you doing?
I'm blessed, you know what I'm saying? And feminine power is a very big issue. But like you was talking about, they have feminine power in the wrong places. At the movie theaters, I don't want you to have feminine power. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I want you to shut the hell up, stop texting, let me watch this damn movie. You know what I'm saying? When I'm playing my Xbox, it ain't the time to have feminine power. You know, because the only thing you're going to feel is that I'm ignoring you at the end of the day, and that's not, you know what I'm saying, what I'm doing. You just came in between, like we talked about last week, my me time, talking about I'm going to get my
hair
and nails
done. Yeah,
exactly.
But, Hala, when you are on that Xbox, is that not a better time for her to say, go get her hair done and her nails done, right?
Enjoy yourself. Why do I have to come
exactly.
with you? Enjoy yourself. I don't want to go.
But don't sit there and pester you.
Yeah, exactly, because you understand this is the best time to ask for money. Females don't realize this. Ask for money while he's on the Xbox. He's going to either shoo you off and give you $100, or he's going to shoo you off and give you some money. 9 out of 10, you're going to get some money because he's either in the middle of a very, very complex round, or he's pissed off because he can't get past this one situation, or he's talking to his people on modern warfare. Like y'all said, is the career ender for relationships, and he wants you to get the hell out of the way.
mm-hmm.
You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So, you know, those are perfect outlets to really use your feminine power. Hey, babe, you know what I'm saying? I want to go get my hair and nails done. Here, go away. Yeah, what you were saying, oh, I got your flank, I got you, I'm covering, you know what I'm saying? We ain't paying no attention. Then later on, after we get off Xbox Live, son of a bitch, did I just give her $100?
Yeah, just to
just
make her go.
And you know what, ladies, grab the $100 and go.
Right, exactly, I was about to say that.
Grab the money and run.
Another 5 minutes, you might get another $100 or another $50 or something, and that's almost like a bag, depending on the brand. So.
Well, exactly. Use your head, girls.
If you stay that long, you might get cussed out. Get in and get out while you can before he realizes what he gave you.
Damn straight. So when he's on that Xbox, keep that in mind, girls. Make sure you hit him for the money right when he's really into it. Just go, you know,
exactly.
I won't bother you. If I'm just going to go get my nails done, but I need a little bit of cash.
Go okay. in the wallet. Go in the wallet. Go away. Go away. Go away. Go away. Go away. Go away.
And when you go in the wallet, take it all.
Oh, yeah. No,
oh,
don't
man.
Leave it.
That is a real indicator to get you messed up with real feminist power. So if I ain't got no pizza money and you ain't cooking, I'm trying to tell you, at least leave the man $10. So that way he can go up the street. You know,
okay, leave
courteous.
Him $5. We'll say leave him $5. That's good enough. That'll
five
get you half
exactly.
a
you know,
good enough.
$5.50. $5.75, $6. You know what I'm saying? You know it's gonna be taxed. Do me like that. Don't leave me $5 because you already know $5 piss y'all. You always go to the store with $5 and need 25, 30 more cents. You gotta ask the dude behind you. Got 30 cents.
Okay, just a quick question.
Mm-hmm,
okay, for you. If okay, your woman's at home, and when you met her, she was looking, you know, like everything you like or whatever, you know, and then all of a sudden she started going into the sweatpants, going into I'm not getting my hair done. Like Dr. Sue mentioned earlier, she goes into the, oh, it takes so much energy to even get up to wipe her behind or whatever it is that she has to do. How do you tell your woman to, you know, spice back up?
I mean, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, when you've been in a situation that long, it's comfortable to you. It's comfortable to both. You know what I'm saying? She walk around her sweatpants and stuff. It don't bother him as much as it used to when y'all was first going out, when y'all was first dating. You feel me? Now y'all in a more comfortable situation. Like, I don't care if she was in there taking a shit. If I got to get ready to go to work, I'm going in there to brush my teeth. You know what I'm saying? That's a comfortable situation. But at the same time, to let her know and build her esteem back up, you know what I'm saying, what the guys should do is be like, you know, let's go dancing. Go get spiffy, you know what I'm saying? Go get right. Here, go to the hairdresser, do this, do that. You know what I'm saying? It just got to be random spurts of doing something when y'all both have the time and, you know what I'm saying, actually letting her know that you want to spend more time with her so that way she'll want to go back into dolling back up and getting back pretty so that way she can be
publicly,
you know,
publicly, that brings
you know
up a really good point, Holla. I mean, think about it. How often, and I got to say, you know, my man's listening in downstairs. You guys do tend to fall off on the compliments. You need to build. Women need their self-esteem built up. Tell her she's beautiful, even if she's sitting in sweatpants.
Don't ignore her. Let me come from the men's side. Let me come from the men's side with this. And if you listen to Don say, she's going to feel me. Sometimes we get tired of complimenting you all every day. You know what I'm saying? We want to do this to make you feel special on special occasions. You know what I'm saying? We already tell you every day, you know what I'm saying? We L-word you every night before we go to bed if, you know what I'm saying, he's doing his job.
What the heck is L-word?
I don't really say the love word at all, you know what I'm saying? Because
okay, no, but I'm not saying you got to kiss her butt every 5 minutes telling her that you love her, but you should every single day, and I realize you don't want to do this, Holla, but every single day you should give her one compliment.
No, I'm not
one
saying
compliment.
That you don't do it every day. This is what I'm saying, though. We say I love you. Every day, you know what I'm saying? We wake up, we say it, you know what I'm saying, this and that. Y'all, we know that you want to be shown affection, but you understand it's just to the part that it gets tiresome. It's just like you already know what I'm going to say. You know, sometimes you need to spice it up, change it up, and do whatever, but you know what I'm saying, just get tiresome on our part. We already know you're beautiful. In our eyes, we feel like we shouldn't have to say it. You know what I'm saying? You know how I feel. I know how you feel. And that's just how men are. We don't wear our emotions on our shoulder all the time. So, you know what I'm saying, the compliments kind of start fading, which you already know where our heart is at. And that's what a lot of females don't realize, you know.
So you're saying that you don't want a compliment every day, that it gets boring for you?
No, I'm not saying it gets boring. It's an unspoken bond. That's what I'm saying. It's an unspoken bond.
No,
fellas,
bull.
It
that's
after
crap.
Our unspoken bond.
Absolutely wrong, though, because if you're not doing it, no, Holla, seriously, if you're not doing it, then what, she can read your mind? Wait, is your girlfriend psychic? If she is, I hope she's using her talents for good and not evil.
If I had a girlfriend, you know what I'm saying, she already know what I mean, just a certain look at her, you know what I'm saying?
No, I disagree with that. 100% I disagree with that.
I always had a certain look, and they always give me a certain look, and I know what it is, you know what I'm saying? But I understand where you're coming from, the affectionate part. Y'all feel like you're being left out because we don't say it. But like I say, it's just something with men that we feel like after a period of time becomes unspoken. You know.
And
I
Doug is saying,
like
okay,
say
Doug
that.
In the chat room saying that it's not good form. It goes against dating. Now we're talking dating here. That you do not compliment a woman. That's negging a woman in some cases. But I, again, disagree with that. What is wrong with complimenting? I don't even care if it's a woman complimenting a man. No one says nice stuff to each other anymore.
I mean,
what
check it
happened
out like
to
this.
That?
How many women do you know compliment their husband every day?
They
I compliment everybody every day, and I don't date anybody.
Me neither.
I just
neither.
Do.
Hey,
it's
I'm
my nature.
Way, trust me.
It's just my nature.
But you understand? It's a difference, you understand? We was raised a little tougher, raised a little harder, you know what I'm saying? Some of us, our fathers taught us certain things to hold in and certain things not to say. So like I say, it's just some of those beliefs that we try to break off of, because, you know what I'm saying, some of us are not used to complimenting a girl every day. Some of us are used to.
You guys are getting away from it, and that's not good. Doug's even saying it devalues a man in a woman's mind. I disagree with that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
It does not devalue a man.
Ask Doug how many
to have him compliment you.
Ask Doug,
Doug, are you in a relationship? Well, we have to wait on his. I want to know if Doug is in a relationship, because
I can
think
tell
Doug,
you he's not.
I want Doug to call in.
So isn't it interesting that you single males are bitching about the fact that you don't want to compliment women and you're all
alone? I'm not. What you say? Pitching a woo to saying that she's not beautiful every day. I mean, if that's what it takes, if I have to call her beautiful every day, okay. But I just feel as a man that you already know how I feel. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Let me say it when
that's
I want to say
lazy.
It. You know, I don't want to feel pressured. I don't want to feel pressured.
That's lazy,
Holla. It's not lazy.
That's, you know what that is?
That
honestly,
is lazy.
Dr. Sue and King, I just kind of feel like when a person says, and it's not nothing to like take away from anybody. I'm just saying that that's what's wrong with a lot of relationships, the communication level. Like, giving a person a compliment is communicating with your significant other that you still appreciate and love them. So if you don't tell them, hey, you look nice, baby, today, even if she doesn't have on anything special, I think that takes away from it, because now the woman or the man is guessing how you feel. And if someone has to guess how you feel, then eventually those little, that little like devil and angel that sits on your shoulder will start playing against each other and creating stories even when you're not doing nothing. Well, he don't tell me he loved me. He don't tell me I look good, so he must be sleeping with somebody else even when you're not doing it, because you're not giving that extra.
I mean, you're not paying attention. I mean, no disrespect, but, you know, even if we do tell you every day, you know, you still got some women that are just conspiracy theorists. Conspiracy theorists, you know. You know, it's something out of the norm for them. You know what I'm saying? If I tell you that you're beautiful every day, you think I'm fucking somebody else. You know, like I say, females are fickle creatures.
Not if you do it from the beginning. Yeah, if you start halfway through the relationship and all of a sudden you're now extra attentive, yeah, I'm going to be suspicious. But if you're doing it from the minute you meet her, then you don't have the issue.
What's wrong with boosting during the, you know what I'm saying, as it gets better, what's wrong with boosting, and then you get suspicious, who you fucking? I mean, shout out, I'm not fucking nobody, you know what I'm saying, who you fucking? All right, you know what I'm saying, it was the neighbor girl, but it was on this one time. Listen here, you still beautiful, you know what I'm saying? But as time goes on, it's just like, look, you know, you're beautiful. Okay, you're beautiful. Okay, and then girls, you know what I'm saying, y'all are, some of them are more attention grabbing, you know what I'm saying? You told me I'm beautiful today. I don't want to have a long conversation with you right now about how beautiful you are, because you know you're beautiful. I'm playing this Xbox. You feel me? I can't have time to,
oh, my
to,
God,
know,
it's the Xbox.
String this out.
It's always the Xbox.
I'm just giving
King's
that for a reason,
Xbox defense.
Yes.
Right.
I'm using that as the Xbox defense, because you understand.
Doug, you
got to
get an Xbox, man.
Maybe Doug have one.
Oh, man. The reason why some of us are single now is because of modern warfare. God damn it. We don't need nobody with a good porn and a soap opera. I'm trying to tell you, but check me out. I have no problem complimenting a girl every day and letting her know she's beautiful. I really don't. It's just that, you know, sentimentality I got over the years is when you do start off like that, girls think you're suspicious. Some girls don't know how to take it. You got some girls be like, stop calling me beautiful. I was called that my whole life. You know what I'm saying? I just don't.
Then pick another word.
Ask her
what she wants you to say. Obviously, you've been with some very insecure women.
No, I've been with some very strange characters. We'll just say it like that. I've been with some very strange characters.
That's obvious.
Like that. I've been some real U.S.
They've done a number on your head. No wonder you just stick with your Xbox.
I don't know what to do
anymore.
It's just like, okay, I date this one model chick. Don't call me that. You know what I'm saying? I don't do this. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be called bae. Okay, bae, you know what I'm saying, this and that. I'd rather be called sweet. I'd rather be called this and that. You know what I'm saying, this and that. Some girls just like to be called by their nickname because it's sweet or something like that. I don't understand. I don't try to get into the mathematics behind it. I just follow, you know what I'm saying, suit. To get what I need to get done at the time, and you know what I'm saying, keep on moving my life and keep everybody happy. So, you know what I'm saying, like I say, women are just very fickle.
But now
you
see,
know.
You're picking, Holla, you're picking at little tiny things. Oh, well, don't say the word beautiful because everyone calls me beautiful. Okay, so then you find another word. But all I'm saying is you need to keep building each other up. And it's not to say that women can get off on this either. You got to be able to build your man up at the same time.
I mean, mm-hmm. Okay, when the last time you called your man handsome?
Probably an hour ago.
I told him he had a nice ass.
That's different for me because I always heard that. That's just, you know, kind of strange to me. You know, why are you looking at my ass? You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Because he's walking through the room naked, and I said, damn, you got a fine ass.
And I would have been like, woohoo.
Exactly.
I love it.
I just felt like a female. Really? My ass that fat? You know,
there's nothing wrong with that. I like a man with a nice
problem
too.
There is another problem that we have,
right,
is the fact that we cannot accept the compliment. What's wrong with saying, you know what, and I like your ass too, or, you know, like, not, don't just go,
no, okay,
what are you looking
right
at?
There is a whole different ball game. And some females already know what I'm talking about. If you tell a female in a relationship, even though you've been telling her she got a nice ass, oh, that's all you care about is some pussy. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. I just started a argument for just saying something nice, or, you know what I'm saying, you're looking excessively pretty today. You know what I'm saying? What you done did wrong?
Again, that's
and
because you haven't been doing it from the very beginning, so she's not used to it, so she's jumping on it.
I mean,
or
a lot of
she's
us
got
do it
super issues.
A lot of us do it from the beginning. I'm one of those, I'll write a poem for you, I'll tell you that you're beautiful, I'll let you know what I'm saying, on every level I can to keep you around. To let you know this is what it is, you're my flower, and you know what I'm saying, in the middle of this beautiful season, so I hope that you bloom forever on my tree, or, you know what I'm saying, fall and bless me like a cherry blossom coming from the sky, something like that, you know, something sweet, but it's just like a lot of females don't know how to accept it. They think it is running game.
Right, and a lot of males don't know how to accept it either.
Right, but see, that all boils down to...
It goes both ways.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and I agree with Doug in the fact of he's saying that, you know, sometimes compliments women devalue, because there are some women out there, just like there are some men, that no matter how much you give them or how much love you try to show them, they just always use it in a way to just, like, be negative. Because I've seen women with their men where their man is like, you know, baby, you look real nice today. And she's like, what? What are you talking about? Why are you even looking at me? You know, stuff like I've seen it with my own eyes. And I've seen men where their women are like, you know, trying to do something for them and they don't appreciate it. So I do agree with Doug a little.
I was just raised a little bit different when it came to female power. I thought female power was just empowering yourself and us helping along the way. Because in order to have that female power, you have to have inside yourself first. You can't look in anybody else to, you know what I'm saying, for that. You have to have that inside yourself instilled as
that's
a belief.
Right,
that
and that's where it comes from, all the mental work that you need to do to get back into that confident state of mind.
Lord.
Holla, would you not say that a confident woman turns you on?
Confident woman always turns me on. I mean, it's
there
just something about a go-getter to me, somebody that's not afraid of their feelings, somebody that's going to just tell me downright and express themselves, that's just a turn-on. I don't know why, you know what I'm saying? That's why I guess I had so many unsuccessful relationships with business women, because, you know what I'm saying, they were so just open. And I like open females for some reason. I just don't like nobody that holds back and want to be shy and all this because, you know, we getting older. I don't have time to, you know what I'm saying, to try to break you out of this barrier. And I've been talking to you.
No, and exactly. And that's the thing is you actually have to sit down and make a decision if you're with someone. If you're constantly having to build them up, then, you know, if it's driving you insane, now you got to make a difference here. If she's not willing to do some mental work herself and get her own confidence back, then now you got a decision to make.
I'm going to say it like this. Every day, I just say, you know, I was talking to both of y'all or whatever, it goes like this. Every day I walk in the house, 5'10", and I walk you towards this mirror, and I'll be like, look at that person right there. That's the most beautiful individual in this world. And I do this every day.
And that's what women should be doing as well. That's precisely what women need to be doing, and that's why I'm saying, because you missed this, Holly, was women are getting way too into, you know, not communicating anymore. Like I was saying earlier, you're walking down the street with an iPhone, and you're not paying attention to your surroundings or the men
that
are in it.
It's not even that. Females these days don't know how to take care of house and home. They don't know what house and home means. And house and home is just not necessarily fucking coming home and doing dishes. This house and home is, you know what I'm saying, emotional, physical, and spiritual. You don't know how to take care of house and home. you think going to the club every night, hanging with your girls, all these niggas over at your house every day, you know what I'm saying, it's cool. But at the same time, you don't know if that nigga want to spend some personal time with you. You don't know if he got, you know, some issues that he want to resolve or this and that. They don't know how to take care of house and home no more, and that causes a lot of problems in relationships. Because if I constantly come over here and I see this one nigga always smoking the blunt with you at the same time every night when I get in, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to start getting suspicious.
Okay.
You know?
I hear you. I definitely do. So, you know, we just got to nip all of that in the butt. You know, because if somebody's doing something that is, doesn't resonate with you, like smoking and have people over that don't supposed to be there, then
no, it's,
that's
it's
definitely
not the smoking. It's just, you know what I'm saying, not the respectful issue. 9:30, 10 o'clock, this nigga shouldn't be in our household, you know what I'm saying, smoking a blunt with you, chilling, watching TV with his feet up. Because that's, you know what I'm saying, grounds for when if I get off work, let's say if I work still worked at the ice house, we moving 100 tons of ice, I'm stacking 20-pound bags all day through a conveyor belt, and I come home and see this nigga, you know what I'm saying? I might have enough strength to whoop his ass. You know,
whoa,
that ain't what
well,
I
we don't
see.
Want you to be doing that.
Well,
we don't
want to
be seeing you on the news, Hollow.
No,
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it on a real aspect, you know what I'm saying? Men get tired of it, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what these young girls are doing, you know what I'm saying? They thinking that friends is more important than their relationship, and that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
We're not telling you to lose your friends. We're not telling you to even cut off contact with them because I'm not an insecure person. I'm not going to
no, it's priorities,
I know
it's priorities.
What happened?
Women need
exactly.
to get their priorities straightened out. And that actually leads us into some other stuff here. So,
yeah.
Actually, we got 20 minutes left. We got
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
to do.
Yeah, yeah. So, hello.
Thank
you so much
for calling in.
Definitely.
Okay.
At all times, it's tuned in, staying in tune with Dr. Sue and Miss P. We appreciate you.
All right.
Rock,
yeah, Hollow. I already know.
Okay. Yeah, Dr. Sue. So what else do we have on that list?
So let's. I want to discuss this thing. Doug is really very adamant about the fact that if you compliment a woman, if you give her
yes.
flowers, if you in any way do any of that, that it devalues you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say in the dating world, when you're first going out with her, it's probably not a good idea to shower her with a whole bunch of stuff. I don't even agree with a man taking a woman out on for dinner the first date. You don't. Why would you run out and spend $70 if you don't even know if you like her?
Right.
It's something
well,
where you
got to
kind of
keep
it.
I don't care if you don't like me.
It.
I want dinner. No.
Yeah, an uncomfortable dinner, there's nothing worse. Think about it. You know,
that's
you're
a,
not
I'm going to be full, though.
It.
I'm going to be full, no. I'm just kidding, Doc.
No, it's just, you know, like, so I understand Doug's point in the sense of,
uh-huh.
yeah, when you're first dating, you don't want to lay it on thick because
mm-hmm.
now you're just filling her head.
Right.
So I get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if you're already in the relationship, you know, now you've got to work at that relationship. And it's up to the woman, and this is what we were trying to point out tonight, is
mm-hmm.
that it's up to the woman, if she's feeling down on herself, you got to start building yourself back up. Don't look to everybody else. Yes, I was giving Hala a hard time saying, you know, you guys aren't complimenting, which I agree. You can't walk around going, well, she should know what's in my mind. Sorry. Again, communication issues right there. But
mm-hmm.
it's up to you how you project yourself. So you need to go back into your head. If you're lying on the couch with sweatpants and you just don't have the will to get up, starts with your head before it starts with anything else. Just like what Hala said. Look in that mirror. There was a time when you looked in that mirror and you thought you were hot. Do it again. Even if you're not feeling it, do it again. Because, again, you end up with those negative thoughts. Remember I was saying before about the squirrels. Those little chatter squirrels going on in your head, you know, ah, you suck. You're a piece of crap. Look at you're so ugly. You're fat. You're this. You're that. You just got to learn to distract the squirrels, tell them to shut up, and move past that because you're worth it. And you heard what Hala said, which is why I asked him that question. You know, do you find a confident woman attractive?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I have never seen a man yet say no. And if it is, you'll find that he's the one with the insecurity issues because he's afraid of her.
Exactly.
So you have to start projecting that. When you're walking down the street, like I said, make sure that the phone is in the damn purse. Make sure that you are... Doug said I need to trademark squirrel. I'm going to trademark squirrel. I'm going to get T-shirts, Doug. I swear, I'm gonna do squirrel
you
T-shirts.
Guys, that just was gross.
But it's true, man. We got to learn to keep the negative down. Look at yourself in the mirror. And, yeah, it's going to take you. If you're really down, it's going to be a slow, steady up. It's not something you're going to do overnight. It's becoming aware of your thoughts if they're negative. As soon as you find out they're negative, move them out of the way. Get back on track. If you feel like you're overweight, it doesn't have to be a big thing. Start drinking more water. Do little tiny, tiny steps. Just something really small will start moving you in that direction of getting back to where you are, all that in a bag of chippies.
Right. Okay, and that's the truth, and that's real. Definitely real. Like I'm guilty of like 99.9 of everything that you said tonight. And, you know, I'm just going to start paying more attention to that. And that's basically what this whole show is about, you know, just basically, you know, reinitiating what we lost. Like Dr. Sue just said, you know, when you were younger, or I know for myself, when I was younger, you couldn't tell me nothing. I was so cocky about it, you know, and my mom is the one who put me in my place.
And I want girls to get that cocky back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need, and that's what I mean about being more self-centered. Not from the point where you're walking around thinking your poo don't stink and, you know, like you're treating everybody like they're something on the bottom of your shoe that needs to be scraped off. No, 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 no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying you got to think that way to yourself. You know, you got to walk out and go, damn, I'm fine. Because the minute you think that, you will stand taller, your head will be up, and all of a sudden you're going to start noticing people looking at you. Try it and see. Just keep whatever phrase you want. There was a technique that I learned a long time ago, which is really, I mean, at this point is really, really kind of fruity. But it's, you walk into a room, if you're female, and you think in your head, remember the old, there she is, Miss America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's the same idea. But I think it's a little bit old now. So put whatever it is in your mind that works for you as you're entering that room, as you're walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you've got a few pounds on. That'll come off. Don't worry about that. Little baby steps. And shut the squirrels up.
Shut them up. Stop them
shut
nibbling.
Shut those squirrels up. Just like what Doug said. What you do is you tell them to go look for the elephant in the backyard. It distracts them. Because it's just negative thinking.
Right.
It's totally just negative thinking. And if you can start doing that, that's what's going to give you that sexual spark back. Because as soon as you throw those shoulders back, as soon as you start walking around like, you know, you are all that, because you are,
mm-hmm.
people are going to start noticing you. But you can't do it with your head buried in an iPhone or a BlackBerry or whatever else. You got to pull back from that. You got to start making eye contact with men.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same
it's
as if you're in the relationship. If you're already in a relationship with someone, you elephant is
elephant
trademark.
Is trademark.
If you're in the relationship already and you're feeling low, it's still up to you to pick yourself up. It would be nice if your partner would start to compliment you, hint, hint, more often.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter. It shouldn't make a bit of difference. Should not make a bit of difference whether they are or not. Because as soon as you start sparking up, that's going to start putting you back in the frame of mind of getting that sexual power back.
Right. And not
so
in
you
a
see where, can you see where you're going
right.
wrong? Ms. Peace?
You know, I definitely see everything I'm going wrong because, you know what, honestly, I'm just thinking about today, and just today alone, just walking down the street with my emails and all of this other crap that I'll be doing on my phone, and so many people were like, good afternoon, good evening, how are you, hello, good day, and I'm just like, yeah, hello, hello, with my face down, like, not even looking up, not once. It could have been, like, the person of my dreams right there, but
exactly.
I just totally missed it. I don't even know how
that's
these people
the
look
thing.
Who are talking to me.
I want you girls to become more dominant. Yes, my specialty is fetish girls, and I'm not
yes.
saying you got to walk around with a whip. I'm saying you got to walk around like you own the place. Don't treat people like crap, but you got to walk around like you own everything that's in front of you.
Okay, and with that being said, guys, Dr. Sue is starting her own show, okay? And I'm definitely tuned into that every show, and you guys better be too, because Dr. Sue is the best. And, I mean, is what? Go ahead. You let them know. This is. I was
oh,
just
okay.
too excited when you said that about the fetish. I was just like, yes, that just sparked me up right there. You see how easy that was
yeah,
for you
well,
to
exactly.
talk about that?
It's
and
just,
then
you know.
If the men out there want to talk to Ms. P, just say fetish and whip, leather.
There
vinyl.
You go, and you'll
okay.
have her attention so fast you're going to give her whiplash.
Okay, I might need to see a chiro after you say that, okay, because I might get myself whiplash like I was in a car accident, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm going to be doing my own show, The Difference Between Entuned and Dr. Sue and In Bed with Dr. Sue is going to be, In Bed with Dr. Sue is nothing but fetish.
Yes.
We are going to be discussing absolutely everything fetish. So doesn't matter, you know, what the topic is. You can discuss anything you want, ask as many questions as you want. That's what I'm there for. And we're going to keep things on this end of the stick a little bit more vanilla, a little bit more mainstream.
I can't wait. You see, Doug said Miss P is a freak. Miss
there you
P
go.
Is a freak. And I said, sorta, because sorta, you know, I'm, it's
we
baby
all
steps,
are.
Like Dr.
And,
Sue
and the
said,
thing is, everybody
baby
has their little tiny hidden things. It doesn't mean you can, you know, you're a full-on whatever. You know, you don't have to embrace fetish to the nth degree. Like, the thing is, what I'm trying to do with fetish is make kinky cool.
Mm-hmm.
We're making kinky cool. Why? Because we're taking it out of the dark. And we're bringing it into the light and letting
exactly.
everybody see, you know what, it's not the dark, scary thing you think it is. It's actually a lot of fun and can spark a relationship back up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I'm not afraid, okay, because, see, tuning in with Dr. Sue on In Bed with Dr. Sue is totally going to make me, Doug, into a freak for real, with a capital F. Right now I'm a lowercase f. You know,
no,
but
see, we're going to turn you into a PH.
Right.
We're going to make you a freak that way. Because see,
I
see
cannot
how
wait.
Doug automatically goes, oh, that makes Ms. P a freak. This is what I want to try and change is the perception that, you know, everything to do with fetish is freaky and scary. It's not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so, you know, your thing might be just wearing thigh-high leather boots.
Right.
That's hot.
Right.
That's hot on anybody.
Yes, it
men.
Is.
It's a little bit weird on men.
No. Like, do not come to the bedroom with high thigh-high boots on men with unshaved legs. Don't do it. No.
Oh, you're nothing hotter than that, man. Nothing hotter than that. That is just,
yes.
Oh, I'm telling you, you do that and or men in chaps with nothing else on. I,
right.
You need
like,
to
do
a
much stranger
forget
about
area
it.
Now.
Right, it's a relationship killer.
Oh, no, Doug is scary vanilla, by the way.
Scary vanilla.
Yeah, I'm all vanilla. He is so, Doug is so vanilla. I mean, they created that flavor out of Doug.
Yes, exactly.
But at least he has an, see, look, leather boots. He just wrote, leather boots.
Yeah,
you see what
uh-huh,
I mean?
Uh-huh.
Even wearing a pair of thigh-high leather boots, you're going to, no, not the chaps, Doug. The
no
thigh-high
chaps,
leather
Doug.
Boots are
uh-huh.
going, no. They're catching someone's eye, right?
Right. Right. No. And I have a few pair of those, and they're not, you know, I'm just saying, Doug, I have a few pair. I'm just putting it out there. But, yeah, Dr. Sue, what else do you want to add?
We're just playing with Doug. We're being mean to Doug. Not thigh high? What do you mean, Doug, not thigh high? Thigh high is hot.
Thigh high
is sexy.
Yes.
It's very, very sexy. But all we're going to be doing is trying to bring everything out in the light, try and make everybody see that it's not scary. We're going to be talking. The first show is going to be on financial domination. So any of you ladies who want to find out what it's like to be a financial dominatrix, we will be discussing that with Domina Kiara.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how that goes. But it's, you know, we're going to be talking to doms. We're going to be talking to submissives. We're going to be discussing everything under the sun. We're going to be talking about cuckolding, which is becoming insanely popular for couples.
Wow, and I've never even heard of that. I'm so excited. So tell everyone, Dr. Sue, when they can start looking out for your show.
Start looking out for it, I believe. All right, holding me to this, May the 13th is going to be the first show, 6 o'clock. That's a Sunday.
Yay! I'm so ecstatic. Like, now I have something to do with my Sundays that I don't know what to do with myself. So is it going to be, like, every Sunday or every other Sunday?
Every other Sunday right now. Every other Sunday for an hour right now. If it, you know, if it catches on and everybody's having fun with it and nobody's freaking out, we might be able to extend it, make it go weekly. We're just going to play it by ear.
Yay. So all you guys that are freaked out, you definitely need to tune in because that's how you get over your fear.
Oh, for sure. And you're going to pick up tidbits that you can take back to the bedroom that you don't have to go full-on freak and scare Doug. But
right.
You can bring some tasty tidbits and spice up the bedroom again.
Yeah, definitely. That's,
oh,
that's,
Doug's
that's really,
busy
really
on May the 13th.
Oh, that's okay, Doug. That's okay. I'm freaked out.
He's freaked out.
Silly. I really like Doug. You know, he has a cool personality, and I'm so glad that you tuned in with us tonight. And I'm so grateful for everyone who tuned in with us tonight. And Dr. Sue, you know you're just too amazing to me. I love you.
Aww.
Deeply.
You are just
and,
so
sweet. No, and you're a freaking, you know, your insight and, you know, this is a bunch of eye-openers. And that's the whole point of, you know, having you do what you do. Because, you
mm-hmm.
know, I was totally lost to all of that until you just came on and opened my eyes. It's like parting the seas. Thank
well,
you.
Yeah, and it's such an easy thing to fall into that you don't notice you're in it. That's what you're
mm-hmm.
like, well, how come nobody's dating me? How come no one's approaching me? Probably
mm-hmm.
because you're not approachable.
Exactly. It's true, and I get that all the time. I get that all the time, and I'll be like, what? I'm the easiest person in the world to talk to. And people are like, no, you're not. And I'm like, yes, I am. I love the
mm-hmm.
world. Like, I love everybody, you know?
Because
so
what
I
we're doing is exactly what Hala
mm-hmm.
said, which is, well, they know that I'm fine. How can they can't tell that I'm, you know, a nice person?
Right.
Well, they can't because you're not putting yourself out there, and you're certainly not, as Doug just said, you're not approachable. You're not, you know, you go stomping around, you know, you've got your head down. You know, so it's just, you just got to be more aware of your thoughts. Doug's taking over the chat room, by the way.
Right, I love it. I love how he's, like, not approachable, like, period. Like, forget about it, Miss P. It's not even.
So the next show we do on Intuned, we will be discussing relationships. What do we want to discuss, Doug? I mean, he's really into, we want to do relationships. Why don't we discuss dating?
Dating.
What do you think,
Doug? Right. The good, the bad,
I
the ugly.
I think we should discuss dating, do's and don'ts, how to put yourself out there. Let's do that.
You know, long-distance relationships, dating, like all of that. Internet,
all
dating,
of it.
Cyber,
online
whatever you guys
dating.
Want to call it. Relationships. Yes, Doug. We definitely, the next show with
yes,
Dr. Two. Definitely. This is dedicated. This show is definitely going to be dedicated to Doug. And, you know, stay in tune to the date. Or do you have a date, Doctor?
We have a date. What's our next Thursday?
Oh, next
Mom,
Thursday.
We have a calendar.
Right, right. Like, and I do, but it's totally on the wrong month.
The 10th,
yes.
So May the 10th, we will be discussing relationships and dating and online dating. And bring all your heartache to the show, and we will discuss it, and we will answer your questions. You can call in or talk in the chat room. Definitely be there. So tune in on the 10th. When's your
mm-hmm.
next show? Tomorrow?
Yeah, my next show is tomorrow. And tomorrow I'm definitely going to be talking to DJ Girl 6. And I'm going to be talking to Mac Mirage tomorrow. So two interviews tomorrow, 6:15 is showtime. Tune into that. And, you know, Saturday is going to
be music.
Lots of music.
Awesome.
Saturday is going to be the networking event, and it's going to be basically for all those that are entrepreneur business owners or looking for creative ways to start your own businesses and things of that nature. We're going to have, you know, a few speakers on, just giving you guys some knowledge on that. So definitely tune in for that. I send out an invite, and so far I think we have like 80 people who said they're tuning in.
Excellent.
Which is awesome. You know, so I definitely hope everybody
because there's a lot of people out there who don't know how to handle social media when it comes to their business, and it can be very overwhelming. So that I think it's awesome.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And, you know, and then I also have someone who's coming on for people that are artists to give some insight on how to, you know, copyright your music and things of that nature. So I'm trying to touch
on
different bases and people that are doing the online magazines. I have someone to have their own thing that's doing very well that's going to come on. So it's just going to be a mix of stuff to try to help, you know, everyone do the damn thing, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so definitely, guys, just, you know, anything else you want to just really wrap up, Dr. Sue, real quick to just kind of touch on tonight's topic?
Yeah, just if you need me, you guys can get me on Twitter, at Dr. Sue, spell out the doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, Sue. And or head to the website. You want to learn about fetish, head to the website, the Dr. Sue Review, which it's Dr. and that one is just Dr. So head to the drsuereview.com, learn what you can, and make sure you stay in tuned with Ms. P. And make sure
and
you
Dr.
hop
Sue.
Into bed with Dr. Sue on the
Sue. Thursday. Yes, I love it. Oh my God, I'm about to be blasting that all night till I go to bed. I love it. And I really appreciate it. So, Tisha, thank you for tuning in.
We love you,
Doug. Yes, Doug. He said 1 hour therapy sessions.
Doug can't go on a date. You're going to have to cancel your date that Thursday, by the way, because this show is dedicated to you. So, you're going to have to cancel and move her over. That's my order.
Exactly. Or she's going to have to join you on the couch for her to tune in as well, okay? About the relationship. All right. And to our guests that's tuning in for the first time on the show, we hope it's not your last. So look for Dr. Sue on the 10th at 10 p.m. Eastern. And then we're going to be looking for Dr. Sue that Sunday. So I'm excited for In
busy
the
week.
Bed. Yes. Busy
in
week.
In bed with
okay?
Dr. Sue.
Yes. And bring your pens and pads, okay, because there's going to be a lot of info because I'm going to have mine.
Damn right. You're going to be having some fun that night.
Right, but all you guys, you can follow us on Twitter at Intune Show, and definitely stay in tune from this day forward. We appreciate you, and we thank you for tuning in. Have a good night. Have a good night, Dr. Sue. Love you,
Bye.
Dr. Sue. Bye.
I love you too,
Miss
B.
Yay.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Dr. Sue is just so amazing to me and so awesome. I mean, I have no words, and I know she gets tired of hearing this, and it's like redundant coming from me, but I really appreciate every single individual that contributes their time to bring knowledge, insight, and just, you know, their expertise to the show to just make it, you know, a better process. So for all those, again, that's looking for Dr. Sue, it's Dr. D-O-C-T-O-R-S-U-E on Twitter. Get in tune. And then it's Dr. D-R Sue's Review.com. So look her up, and she's also on Facebook under the Dr. Review. Dr. Sue's Review, excuse me. So just definitely get in tune. She's also on an Intune website, which you guys can log on and create an account. It's ntuned.webs.com. Find us. We're here for you. We love you guys, and, you know, we look forward to just building and growing with you guys in the future. You guys have a good night. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern at 818-495-6975. I'm going to be interviewing DJ Girl 6, and I'm going to be interviewing Mac Mirage. Okay, and also on the roster, just to give you a little play for all those that are not interested in tuning in tomorrow, and you can't, it's always on demand. You can always play back tonight's show is on demand, and it will be all ready for you guys in about 20 minutes. And also, we are looking forward on a May calendar for Mr. Cheeks. We're going to have Mark E. Walker. Excuse me, guys. I'm all tongue twisted right now. We're going to have Mark E. Walker. And he's down with C&C Music Factory for all my old heads like myself. We're going to have Big Lito on the show. We're going to have Mr. Cheeks on the show. We're going to have Dave Tolliver from Men at Large for all my old heads like myself. He's going to be on the show in May. I just have so much going on for May, and I'm just feeling really blessed to everyone that's taking the time to, you know, give us their time and their essence. And, again, I couldn't do this without you guys. So stay in tuned, okay? You guys have a beautiful evening, and I hope to have you guys tuned in tomorrow with Miss P.
I'm in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, to take it to the moon, let's go. I'm in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, in tune, about to take it to the moon, let's go. Just tune in, let's count it down from 10, I make 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let the show begin, with a pretty light skin, diva name Miss P. Don't cheat it off the meter, just as fly as she can be, hailing from the NYC, I rep that ratchet third. Every show is all love, ain't no room for all that.